Penguin Random House Audio presents Dead 11, a novel by Jimmy Giuliano. Read for you by Leo Sorio, Tanis Peronto, Annie Q, Sean K. Jane, Cindy Pillar, and Tim Lunavis. For Cheryl, Isla, and Nutmeg, the dog. When we're together, everything's right. A note to the reader. On December 14th, my sister went missing. Her name was Willow. I suppose I could have written her name is Willow, because she's technically missing and not legally dead. But as much as it hurts to write about my sister in the past tense, it'd be disingenuous not to. She's as dead as it gets. The island where she vanished, a secluded place called Clifford Island, but referred to as either Clifford or the island by the people who live there, is teeming with monsters. Some figurative, some literal. It was one of those monsters that took the life of Willow Stone. I know my sister is dead because I've been to Clifford, that tiny pinch of land in the waters of Lake Michigan in northeast Wisconsin, mere miles off the coast of the narrow Door County Peninsula. I investigated Willow's disappearance, and while her body has yet to be found, the only logical conclusion is that my sister's light was extinguished by the evil that dwells on Clifford. This evil had been slumbering before, but now it's definitely awake. And it's hungry. The story I'm about to tell will certainly sound unbelievable. I can assure you that what follows is the best reconstruction of what happened to my sister and how it ties into the, shall we say, checkered history of Clifford Island. And even if you choose not to believe a word of this, I implore you to keep an open mind about Clifford, even when it comes to the more fantastical elements of this story. You're welcome to do your own research on the island, and I encourage you to do so. But it won't be easy. Information about the island is scarce. I know. I've looked. Others have looked. The town's presence, either online or in journals, newspapers, and books, amounts to little more than blurbs here and there. It's as if the island just fell out of the sky one day in the not-too-distant past, and few seemed to notice. And this isn't some uncharted or seldom-visited region. Millions of tourists flock to the Door County Peninsula every year. The coastline is brimming with idyllic beaches, historic lighthouses, and picturesque marinas. It's Cape Cod, minus the sharks. The rugged islands surrounding the peninsula are a major draw for sightseers and adventurers. There are 35 named islands in total, and tour boats zig and zag between them during the summer months. Clifford is one of these islands, although the boats don't stop there. The island is nowhere to be found in Door County tourism pamphlets or magazines. Even the kind folks at the Visitors Bureau in nearby Sister Bay on the peninsula didn't have much to say about it. One of them hadn't even heard of Clifford, though it's actually one of only two Door County islands, the other is Washington Island, that has a population north of 500 residents. Washington Island has a daily ferry, tours of its lavender fields, a maritime museum, trolley rides, and dozens of hotels and restaurants. There is no Clifford Island ferry. No cutesy motels or pottery class retreats. The people don't want you there. The island is a whisper. The primary refrain I got from those who had actually heard of Clifford Island was, they just want to be left alone. But more and more people are now whispering about Clifford. Some islanders were ready to talk, and I listened. They told me things they probably shouldn't have. Things about my sister, and things about life on Clifford. About monsters. The toothpaste is out of the tube. It was just time. I know what happened to Willow. I know the evil that she discovered. And I know who was willing to shut her up to keep the world from discovering that evil, too. I know about the shadows that lurk on the island. The things that creep behind the trees and into the islanders' backyards late at night. Willow knew, too. And she paid with her life. Now, I'm the only one who can tell her story. But the more I listened and the more I learned, the more I came to realize that this project of mine would be more than just the story of my sister. To fully understand Willow's disappearance, you need to know more about Clifford Island itself and the people who live there. In the following pages, I'll tell you tales, some of them macabre and not for the squeamish, about some strange things that have happened on and off Clifford Island over the past 3 decades or so. And how do I know these stories? Well, as the expression goes, I have the receipts. Before she left for Clifford, Willow wrote her estranged husband a letter outlining her intentions. She then wrote him numerous other letters during her short stint on the island. I read those letters, and now you'll get to read them. I was also shown text messages between a young islander, Lily Becker, and her mainland boyfriend, Connor Hudson, that shed light on secret and devious things happening on and around the island at the time. You'll read those too. I also acquired copies of audio interviews recorded by Willow's high school youth group students from the island church. Those conversations were conducted at the behest of my sister, right before she vanished. And the revelations in those recordings are alarming. I've stitched the letters, text messages, and interviews, as well as reenactments, for lack of a better word, of events that I uncovered during the course of my investigation, into something of a unique and unorthodox structure. Some of the events and artifacts are presented chronologically. Other times I'll jump back in time to provide some valuable context that helps to illuminate the riddles of the island. This is all by design. The structure of this book takes you on the same journey of discovery that my sister and I both took. When you realize what's actually happening on Clifford, the true, sinister nature of the island, it's simultaneously jarring and yet surprisingly plausible. Willow and I both felt it, but I came to my conclusions much quicker than she did. I firmly believe that's because I came to Clifford Island with my eyes open, while Willow's eyes were closed. You'll see what I mean. I wrote the reenactments as accurately as I could, and I'm of the opinion that they are more than simple estimations. It's a bona fide Clifford Island oral history, gathered, interpreted, and arranged by me. Yet, due to the content, people will no doubt accuse me of taking narrative license with the information, of spinning yarns, sensationalizing, trying to score a book and movie deal out of my sister's disappearance. I am a writer, after all. And look, I get it. It's understandable. When an author posits the existence of the supernatural, a reader has every right to raise an eyebrow. Much of this book's content will strike most as simply too crazy to believe. But you really should believe it. It's all, unfortunately, true. Lily Becker was the first person to read a completed draft. The girl grew up on Clifford and had become close to Willow over my sister's 5 weeks on the island. And I figured Lily would be a very accurate judge of its content. I worry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?